it's like owning a home. Let's say you get a leak in your roof, and you know you have a leak, but you're like, I don't feel like paying for that right now, so I'm just going to let it go because I'm more interested in having a nice kitchen. So you let the roof leak go, and it keeps getting worse and worse. And then at some point, all of a sudden, you realize that now you have to replace the whole roof. And so what you could have fixed for $500 is now going to cost several thousand dollars. That's kind of the analogy I'd use in the infrastructure world. When you don't maintain it, it falls apart, and then the costs to fix it are exponentially more than if you maintained it along the way. I think one of the reasons we've found ourselves in this situation is that our political leaders love ribbon cuttings, and it's not sexy to maintain things. Just like it's, you know, when you own a home, everybody wants that nice new kitchen, but nobody wants to pay for the roof. Without the roof, it doesn't matter how nice your kitchen is, your house isn't going to work. So we need to find a way to encourage our elected officials to say, maintenance is okay, it's sexy, it's something that needs to be done, and you're going to be rewarded for making those boring investments, but much needed investments. And again, they're not as fun as the ribbon cuttings and the new projects, but they're vitally important. You look at places all over the country. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm looking at our metro system here. 35 years ago, it was the envy of the world, but they didn't maintain it. And now we're in a situation where we're basically rebuilding a whole new system because it wasn't maintained. We're the United States of America. We're better than that. It's not an easy solution, that one that we can just snap our fingers and do. But with everyone working together, we believe we can really make a difference. And obviously, the time is now. The longer we delay making these types of decisions, the costs are just going to go up even higher. So from a business community's perspective, we'd rather deal with this problem now than delay it, because it's going to be the business community that ends up paying more down the road.